You know, when I was younger, I used to think that growth meant that certain things didn't bother you anymore. I thought that it meant that if there was a certain type of person or a certain situation or something that would typically get you frustrated or throw you off your game, it just didn't faze you anymore. And what I'm learning and what I've learned is that that's not true. And not only is it not true, but having that perspective of growth is knowing that, or having that perspective of growth makes you get even more frustrated with yourself when you do have those situations where whatever that thing is does get you tripped up. It makes you be even harder on yourself because you're like, man, like, I knew better than that. Or, you know, I thought I grew past that and clearly I didn't. And that's not the case. What I'm learning is that growth is not things not affecting you anymore in that sense that it doesn't bother you, but growth is getting to the point where as soon as something like that begins to bother you, you're able to more quickly identify it and then recenter yourself so you know what it is that you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? I think that's just across the board. It's being able to react the right way quicker. I'm sure we've all had situations where, you know, you may have had a frustrating conversation or a scenario that it may have taken you 3 days or maybe a week, or some people it takes years to get the knowledge and the understanding, and then they circle back to be like, you know what, man, I was tripping, or I looked at that situation wrong. And that's while you're learning. But growth is being able to shorten that time drastically. So instead of a situation between you and a colleague or you and a friend or you and a family member that could have dragged on for 10 years, that's something where it may happen and then just a few seconds later, you're just like, man, like, this ain't even really that serious, like, my bad. Or you, or even if it isn't your bad, it's something that they did, you may be like, you know what, is this really something big enough to make a thing about? It may be, it may not be, but ultimately you're able to make that situation shorter. And that way, that extra time, even in regards of the situation just being unresolved, it gives you more time to, or it relieves you of the extra time with that just hanging on your shoulders. You know what I'm saying? When I think about people who have dealt with certain situations for like 5-10 years, it's like, not only has that situation not been resolved over that time, but it's been weighing on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and a lot of people don't necessarily admit that. They'd be like, man, you know, I haven't really thought about that. I haven't really been, that really don't bother me. It's like, I think we all got to be a little bit more, you know, transparent with ourselves. It doesn't mean that we always got to tell the world exactly what we're feeling or whatever, but it's like, I think we all have to be a little bit more transparent in what's bothering us for real. You know what I'm saying? There's no way that there's all of this talk about depression and sadness and all of these different, you know, emotions going on, and in the meantime, everyone's up here talking about, yeah, you know, nothing bothers me. It didn't really get under my skin like that. It did. I didn't really think about it. You know, I really don't care. It's like, how everyone don't care, everyone's not bothered, everyone's whatever, and at the same time, everyone's depressed, everyone's sad. Clearly, something's bothering somebody. You know what I'm saying? So again, it's like, I think we have to, whether it's even with yourself or whether it's you have a small community or someone that you trust to share those things, get that stuff off, man. Like, even if, like, again, you don't have to tell the world, you don't got to convince me or anyone else online or outside of your community what does or doesn't bother you. I definitely think there's an aspect of oversharing when it comes to that. But I think we have to take advantage of, you know, the people that we can share things with. Like, don't lie to the people that you can tell the truth to. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's ultimately what happens when people be like, oh, I can't trust nobody or nothing like that. And it's like, bro, these are high school conversations. You know what I'm saying? Like, those things sound good in song lyrics and stuff like that. But if we're talking about real life, like, if there's people you can trust and the only reason why you can't trust them is because you just refuse to trust them, then that's not the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta trust somebody in this life. Like, you have to.